Well, we'll take the the week for game planning. That's which is started right now for St. Louis. And as far as each player's role for the coming week, we'll let you see that on Sunday. But we have some ideas. I think the roles for everybody needs to be identified in detail because obviously Robert and Brad, Jamari, they'll have a lot of special team responsibilities. So we got to make sure that special teams and defense are on the same page and how we utilize our players.
Mike, what did you think of how Brad Jones played once he went in yesterday?
I thought he played well. There's a couple things he'll learn from and do a better job of when he has all the reps this week and whatever particular package that we decide to go with Brad. So, but overall, I thought our defense played extremely well.
Mike, where's Terrell Manning?
I got a haircut, Tom. Looks good.
Like last week. I know. Where's Manning and his development? Is he still working through?
I think he's doing a good job, and I really like him on special teams. That's really where he's pushed to play. I think he's further ahead on special teams than he is on defense. So. He'll definitely factor in that discussion this week.
Like, did you guys fear that Nick Perry, the way he went down, It almost looked like it might be bad, but then when he walked up, it seemed okay?
No, I saw Nick today. I mean, he looks good, and I haven't really had a chance to talk to Pat about it, but it's better than we thought it would be. I had a chance to see the play on the Jumbotron, and, it was very awkward. With the way he fell, so with that's usually not a good sign. But I think we were very fortunate there.
Mike, the TV copy kept showing clumps of turf and stuff. But did you get any sense that there was a issue with the turf that might have been involved here?
Well, their surface is definitely different. I mean, it's something that we've never played on before in my time here. So just the way it's brought in, I mean, there's seams just because of the design of it. For grass field, I thought it was hard. So, but I'm not an expert on if that had any factor in the injuries.
What did you think of the play where Smith got hurt? Is that a?
Yeah, I mean it's something you obviously don't want to see happen. It's unfortunate. Was it avoidable? It's probably depends on which side you're coaching. I think the offensive lineman, Brown, was trying to finish the play. The play was close to being over. They were behind the tackle. But it was an ugly play. And DJ suffered a serious injury.
Mike, at running back, do you want to see you want to work James Starks in a little bit more, or what's your approach going to be there?
Well, I tried to get James some work there at the end. James Starks, that was the thought process here in the 4 minute. So he needs live action. That's for sure. Just make sure his decision making and his course is in line with the run blocking. So we can do a better job there. So I think that's just a reflection of James not having live opportunities. So, but I was very pleased with Alex Green. Alex Green will be our lead running back. I see the games as we move forward, reflecting the game we just played. That'll be our approach, and we'll continue to get James ready. And obviously, John Kuhn factors in there.
Mike, do you have to be mindful of Alex Green's touches anymore? Or are you guys past that with him coming off the
move? I think Alex Green has passed the rep count. I mean, I have no reason to think that he can't carry a full load. He hasn't had any flare-ups or really any setbacks. So that's a good sign, and we're obviously very conscious of that.
Mike, Corliss Sherrod is on the wall clear to practice this week.
Well, that's a decision we'll make Wednesday. But Zombo and Corliss, I would think, are definitely ready. Like I said last week, I think Derek's he's further behind than those two guys.
Mike, what do you think of Casey Hayward and the progress he's made?
Casey Hayward, game ball recipient for the defense. I thought he played very well in his opportunities this past weekend, last night, with the two interceptions. So he's a young player that's, you know, I just think he's a heck of a football player. And for a rookie to come in here and play as many positions and to pick it up the way he has, he just needs to play. So I'm very happy with the progress he's making.
You know, with Desmond Bishop going down and now DJ Smith, you know, how important is A.J. Hawk?
Well, A.J.'s always been important. I mean, A.J.'s really kind of the quarterback for us on defense in a lot of ways, just with the command and that he has. I thought he played probably his best game of the year last night. But, yes, I mean, A.J.'s so consistent, same guy every day, excellent work ethic, and, you know, has a clear understanding of everything that we're trying to do. So he's definitely a big factor as we move forward.
Mike, what'd you see that happened on the block punt?
Block punt was clearly poor technique by our guard and tackle. So, it's a basic eight-man box, you know, 4-4 look. It's actually the first rep that we practiced last week, and, you know, we just let our guard down. It was clearly a technique issue, and it, you know, obviously cost us. And you talk to any special teams coach in the league, college football, all the way through. I mean, it's punt protection is what you spend the most time on, and that's something I'm sure our special teams will hear a lot of as we move forward.
Mike, I know these injuries are never easy to deal with, but your experience having dealt with this type of stuff during the season, how much does that help you guys today?
Well, I mean, I clearly think it helps anytime you have experience overcoming adversity. In our locker room, I think, would echo this. But when guys get hurt, it's really more of a personal nature. I mean, that's what I look at. Just when you stand over a player on the field and you know it's serious, it's a terrible feeling. And then to see him in there the next day or even laying in the training room after the game last night and you know their season's over, you know how much they've put into this, and that's what gets me. But as a team, it's one of the ugly parts of our profession, and we will overcome that. That's part of the way we operate here. So I'm confident in all of our players, but you know, I definitely feel bad for Brandon and DJ.
Two more. Like, what you think of what you got from Crabtree yesterday? Has he done some things that, especially with JerMichael averaging a drop a game, that maybe he merits more playing time?
Well, I think Tom, you know, Tom did some good things, but, you know, Tom, you know, there's some, you know, I'm not going to sit here and make corrections in the media, but you know, it's, you know, he's got some things he can improve on too, just like all of us. So, you have to always credit Tom because he does make the most of his opportunities, particularly in the pass game. So, but Tom does a lot of the dirty work for us, and that's something that he needs to continue to do. And continue to do it well.
Mike, when you have a performance like you did on Sunday, can you put your finger on something that said this is what changed, this is what made it better, this is why you played better?
Well, there's such a fine line between winning and not winning, you know, and I think that sometimes gets lost in the conversation that the players and the coaches go through, and when it doesn't go your way. And I think sometimes when you give honest answers to questions, people tend to forget that we, you know, I know I answer questions focused on what we are working on as a football team, you know, not what is wrong with us as a football team. So, and I think that sometimes where things get skewed and strong opinions get or are made about individuals or how we're playing, and we're 3-3, and I know exactly why we're 3-3, but I know how to continue to improve, and maybe that gets old, but that's the way we operate. It's about fundamentals. It's about having a proper mindset and energy. Teams have to work and improve throughout the year at practice. We're doing that. So those are things we're focused on. That's not what's wrong with our team. And I just felt that our team has a lot of pride. They've never lost any confidence. I haven't seen that. And I think after last night's win, it's even stronger. But, you know, you just turn the page and you get up and you come into work today and you put on the St. Louis Rams tape and you see a team that had almost 500 yards offense versus a team, you know, versus their opponent, and they lose the game. So it's tough every week in this league, and you're foolish not to think so. So we need to do all the little things that we did a better job of leading up to this game and into this game this week as we did last night, and that's the facts.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Mike, was Raji close? I'm sorry, was Raji close last night? Or
pretty close. You know, it's you know, Dr. McKenzie wasn't real comfortable with the strength, and that there would have been a, you know, it had been an endurance issue, and we just didn't think it was in the best interest of BJ. So it was the reason why we did not let him go.